Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You may have heard of famous golf course designers such as Tom Fazio, Pete Dye, and Robert Trent Jones. Well, the Palmetto State now has an up-and-coming star of our own in that industry. Bo Welling is founder and CEO of Bo Welling Design, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Bo, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
So tell us how all of this got started, how you got into this business.
You know, I'm from Greenville, South Carolina, and I was fortunate to grow up with a Greenville Country Club and started playing golf at a very young age. Played in college, realized that that was probably the end of my playing days, and I went to Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, and Brown's kind of a wacky, weird place where grades are optional and there's no real curriculum, and students are encouraged to design their own course of study. And I was debating, do I do something around physics or science, or do I do something around art? And one morning I woke up with this epiphany of like, wait a minute, like golf course design, that's engineering and technical and artistic and creative. And right across the street was the Rhode Island School of Design, and they had a landscape architecture program. The famed golf architect Tom Fazio was building a golf course called Thornblade in Greenville. And I started calling Tom and asking him, how does one become a golf course designer? And my father was on the development team of the project. So Tom had to answer my phone call because I was like a son of a client. And that ultimately led to me going to work for him, first as a summer job, kind of all throughout college, and then ultimately to go work for him full time, where I really sort of learned the art and the business of golf course design.
What are you doing now with the design work?
So we're busy. We're active really throughout the United States. We've got projects right now in Texas and in Florida and North Carolina, just starting here at the Chanticleer course in Greenville, where I grew up. So that's a particularly exciting one. But also working in Utah and Mexico and Scotland. So it's busy. It's kind of a boom time in golf. I think COVID sort of brought a lot of people back to the game of golf, and we're still sort of benefiting from that, as well as the population sort of moving around. And so any place that has an influx of people, there tends to be needs or demands for more golf, or at least the reinvestment in existing golf. So it's a really exciting time right now to be a golf course designer.
Well, walk us through how you win a project like this. Is there a competitive bidding process?
I wouldn't necessarily call it a competitive bidding. I mean, there are those sort of situations, but I think in the market that we operate in, there is sometimes certainly an interview process for an architect selection. But then other times it's just, you know, we have a lot of repeat clients. And I think the reason that, you know, I think our orientation is I come from a long line of accountants, actually. And so my Southern grandfather would always tell me and my sisters at the Sunday dinner table that the food before us was the result of the family's hard work for the clients, whether it be that week, that month, that year, what have you. And so that's very much in our DNA. So I think our reputation is that we're very client forward people. And so anyway, I think that's sort of how we compete, is sort of more holistically, i.e. more than just greens, tees, and bunkers. But at the same time, like, we end up having a lot of success, and that leads to repeat clients and repeat business.
And so is most of the business these days renovating existing courses, redesigning those, or are there a lot of brand new courses being built?
For us, it's a mix. The project we just are starting at Greenville Country Club, Chanticleer, that's obviously an existing place that's going to go through very significant overhaul of all the infrastructure of the golf course. But then we're also just about to start down for the Kiowa Island Club, technically on Johns Island, a place called Orange Hill. There'll be a brand new golf course. Good example, what I'm talking about, the influx of people in that. Folks from the Northeast that used to come down for 8 weeks a year are now being there 8 months a year. And so the demand for golf, the demand for dinner reservations, what have you, the club experience is just sort of through the roof. And so they need more offerings. And so it's sort of a mix.
What are the challenges you face in this business?
The demand for golf construction is to some degree greater than the supply of skilled labor to do so. So we have to get contractors lined up, you know, 12, 18 months in advance. You know, procurement has been a bit of an issue in certain markets, whether it be grass or sand, gravels, you know, irrigation parts. Concerns over water usage, you know, sustainability things that we're constantly thinking about, as well as just sort of environmental sensitivity sort of in general. But all that's just part of our job, is to do stuff that's good stewardship with the land. And so have some challenges, but like, they're all overcomeable.
Well, Bo, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, no, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Bo Welling is founder and CEO of Bo Welling Design, and he joined us by phone from his headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.